So, welcome back to the what's usually monthly holistic actions Q&A webinars. Usually these are the end of the month, and we're doing it on May Day because we missed last week. Actually, we were here, but you guys weren't because you didn't get the reminders. So actually, I have two Q&As for this month. It will be today and again the last Friday. And just one word of housekeeping is you can either write your questions in the chat, you can raise your hand and speak, when Dr. Christine will call on you when time comes, or you can just speak up and let us know. But
Try to save that one in case there's no other way you can do it.
All
Or
right.
put your video on and go.
And there's Dr.
Or
Julie
bark.
and Park. Yeah. So it looks like we've got one hand raised. I don't know.
Great. So one thing that I would request is for those of you who are Holistic Actions members, please say that at the beginning. I'm a Holistic Action member and go ahead with all everything else because our answers will be a little bit different for you. So go for it, Debbie.
Hi, I'm
All
not a
right,
member, but
Debbie.
I emailed them about membership a couple weeks ago and no one responded.
Oh no. What is post your email in the chat and email it. And if you just go to the website, holisticactions.com, and become a member.
I had a few questions before I
Oh,
joined.
okay.
That's why I had emailed them, but
Okay,
try
great.
that.
Now Kim's support is really good, and I bet your answer is there, but in your spam or junk.
Oh,
So,
sure.
yeah,
Oh,
take a
so,
look.
yeah.
Do a
So,
search
what's
on the word support and
in
see what it.
addition, do you have a question other than
I
that,
do.
Debbie?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
So my dog is 13, and she has been having her liver enzymes have been elevated, and her cortisol is at 31, and the vet tried to give her melatonin. And it reversed her night and day. It made her be up all night and sleep all day. So that was a disaster. So I d only gave it one night because it was not feasible for me. I'm just wondering, the only thing that I can do now to get her to be calm in the evening and sleep is the rescue remedy. So I'm not sure how much to be concerned. Everything else, they did thorough tests. They did lots of blood work. The blood work was all fine. The rest of the urine was fine. They tested for all these things like Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and a whole bunch of things. Everything else was fine. So I'm just wondering if you
Well,
have some.
tell me again what breed is she?
Oh, she is a mini golden doodle.
Okay, so those dogs can live long, long lives. So 13 is merely a teenager for them. So that's important to know. And how is she doing other than the wanting to be up at night if you don't give her rescue
Sit down.
remedy? What else? And whoever told their dog to sit down, I'd love to have you mute yourself, please. And so, Debbie, are there other symptoms? What about energy level, appetite, mood, what we call beam?
Well, her normal is to pretty much she sleeps a lot of the day. I work from home and there's nobody else that lives here. So she pretty much sleeps all day. But then when she hears me making like my dinner, she gets really needy. Like I give her dinner first, I let her outside first, but she just keeps like whining. And I thought it was because she wanted more and more food, but it's not. She just leaves the food in her bowl if I give her too much. So I make
Okay.
she's all taken care of, but she has had a history of a lot of anxiety, which is why I happen to have Rescue Remedy in the house. And the other thing to note is over the last like 2 years, she's gained a significant amount of weight.
Okay. So you're going to every this is for everybody. Something I'm going to tell Debbie now is something that applies to almost everybody's question. And this it is, we have to love symptoms. Symptoms are a clue that there's an internal imbalance of the energy field, that the whole, it's not one organ that's off. It's not anxiety is the problem or the liver is off. It's that there's, those are clues that the internal imbalance is off, affecting everything. So the best thing we can do is start, as soon as you have an animal in your home, start tracking any of these little tiny symptoms. We call the overall context of their life beam, behavior, energy, appetite, and mood. As soon as any one of those starts to slip, you need to change what you're doing, change something, change the food, change your interaction with them, be happier, offer them more choices, figure out something to do differently. And then you see if that then improves whatever is going on. And if it does, you keep doing that for a while. And then, when a symptom appears, like bad ears or anxiety, rather than merrily, it first step is soothing the symptoms. So, Debbie, you're doing that. She's anxious when you get your dinner, so you do things to try to decrease the anxiety for her. And that's great. But at the same time, we have to work to rebalance the underlying energy field. Now, if your dog was two or three, I would talk about things you could do about the feeding and dinner and all of that. But at 13, and with various things going on and the liver enzymes rising, I would strongly suggest that in addition to the basics that we'll talk about, or that you can learn, this is for everybody, members or not. We have a wonderful, wonderful course. It's go to Holistic Actions, and you'll see in your options 101. And if you take that 5-lesson course, it'll introduce you to what we're talking about with symptoms, feeding, minimizing toxins, not vaccinating, things like that, and creating a holistic healthcare team. So, Debbie, at this point, in addition to joining Holistic Actions, and we'll make sure you get in, we want you to find a homeopathic veterinarian to work with virtually, or a really well-trained Chinese medicine veterinarian that is near you, or an osteopath or a chiropractor. And how for all of you, how to find that, and Dr. Jeff will post it in the chat, you can go to holisticactions.com/select and read the whole article. There it Google will not find you a holistic vet. Going to the AHVMA, American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, will not, may not find you a holistic vet. If you're looking for a chiropractor and you go to chiropractic, you might not find one. But if you go to acupuncture, they may belong to the Acupuncture Association, and yet they do chiropractic too. So this article will walk you through it and give you all the websites. So that's step one, is take the 101 course and at the same time start working to find a holistic veterinarian to work with, Debbie. Definitely keep doing the rescue remedy at night. And are you feeding fresh food or kibble, or what are you feeding?
It's a kibble by Honest Kitchen.
Okay, so is it a raw food? A raw food
No,
kibble?
not a raw
No.
food, but I
Okay.
also give her like some fruits and some vegetables. For some reason, she really likes leafy greens, so I give her some kale every day and some spinach every day. She's a strange dog. She
Excellent.
takes after me. I give her apple and banana.
Yes.
So she eats those things in addition to.
Okay, so that's good. You may also want to try pureeing some vegetables that she likes, because if you break down the cell wall, the nutrients from the vegetables can be better absorbed. And from an article I just wrote for Animal Wellness Magazine, spinach is number one on the dirty dozen. So you must buy, if you're buying spinach or greens, it's got to be organic or from
Oh,
your local.
it's organic, or it's from my backyard
Great. Yeah,
garden.
that's good.
That's the
I'm
best.
just warning people. I didn't know that. And
Yeah.
did you know everybody? Blueberries are on the dirty dozen. They're the 15th or the 12th but blueberries are there. So yeah, we keep learning. So does that give you enough to get you started, Debbie?
Yeah,
Welcome
I
to business owner.
so
We
thank
will
you.
help.
Whoops, somebody, can you mute that, Jeff?
I think they just
Thank
cut
you.
themselves here.
I'm sorry, say that again, Debbie.
Yeah, I think so. I do have a holistic vet that I take her to that I just found recently, but I didn't find it through your website. So I don't know, maybe I should check your website to make sure. But that's why she had offered the melatonin and not a medication.
Right.
Yeah. So
Coffee.
there are, so here's the other thing. This is for everybody. And even if your questions don't get answered, what I'm saying now, all of this is like the best thing for you to walk away with. And so a lot of holistic veterinarians actually are still coming from a fix the symptom perspective. So that her giving you melatonin makes me think she's just started in the process, or she hasn't really shifted to where people who are members of Holistic Action and take all of our courses shift to. So that's my guess, but it's wonderful that you have her. So read the article, and maybe in addition to her, you want to be working with a homeopathic veterinarian and have her be your wonderful local hands-on person because she won't get upset over anything you do.
Okay. Well, that's so if I join the membership, the Holistic Actions, is there is an opportunity to work with one of you guys monthly?
So yes and no. A membership benefit is a 15-minute question and answer. It's basically to help you get on the right path, to have us tweak a little bit what you're feeding, answer your question. That's only 15 minutes. We can't treat your animals in 15 minutes.
Right.
So what you need it now, what you do have access to is Dr. Jeff has a homeopathic veterinary practice that's virtual. And only, he will only accept clients who are members of Holistic Actions. It's not a member benefit. It's just you have to be a member in order to be a client of his. And I do pet health coaching just to help people figure out what they're going to do for my business on the side. But in the Holistic Actions, we're supporting you in learning. So whether you're a member or not, there are other homeopathic veterinarians as well for anybody else who's not being a member now. I know you will be, Deb. But for anybody else, there is a list in that article on websites you go to find a virtual homeopathic veterinarian as well. And we need to move on, Deb.
And before you move on, Debbie, I just put a little smoothie recipe with a link in there for it's a blueberry and organic kale smoothie. And I think
Oh, perfect.
giving
Oh,
about a quarter
awesome.
of a cup before bed would be common.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. And you answered my questions, both of you, about the membership too. So I will go ahead and join. Thank you very
Okay.
much.
Thank
You
you,
are very
Debbie.
welcome. Thank you for
Thank
being
you.
here, Debbie. Okay, Kathy, go ahead. And Dr. Jeff, can you be sort of looking at Cindy's long post in the chat?
I got it. I got it.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I'm not a member yet, but I am looking into it, so thank you for this. My 10-year-old Tibetan Terrier has an infiltrative lipoma in his armpit. And I'm trying to just find information on what I should be looking at really to help.
How's he
But
doing? How's he doing otherwise?
He's always been a bit lethargic since when he was very young. He was given some cortisone tablet, or he, I and yes, it was really bad. And since then, he's been a bit slow. He's 10 now, and he'll play with dogs if it's certain dogs. But in the house, he sleeps a lot. We take him out for walks, but when he's in the house, he's quite sleepy.
So Kathy, I'm going to interrupt you for just a moment because this addresses what Debbie was talking about as well. I didn't know this until I was a faculty here at Holistic Actions and listened to one of our speakers, and Dr. Jeff will correct me on the actual numbers, but dogs need to sleep 18 hours a day. Wow. I had no idea. And it's actually when you have dogs, Debbie, that have anxiety, training, you sometimes you have to train them to sleep. You have to crate train them or bedroom train them or corner of the house train them and go here and sleep. Now, this is not what you and what Debbie and Kathy need because their dogs are sleeping, but celebrate the fact that they're sleeping.
Okay, that's good to
Okay.
know.
And as long as, and then particularly with older dogs, you want to really do what they love. So work with your dog, make sure you go out of your way to for play dates so he gets to play with those special dogs that he likes to play with. And then once you become a member of Holistic Actions, we've had some wonderful behavior trainer, dog communicator people that are on, and they'll say things like, do everything slowly, start one thing, then do the next, offer choice. So when you're going for a walk, see how much fun you can make it by offering different choices. You want to go left? You want to go right? You want to turn around, go back home? You want to turn around in a circle? You want, you know, like
Well,
that. Just,
he usually does that anyway. He takes
but
me down
give,
to the shops or he takes me to the
but
park.
offer
Okay,
it, you
that's
know.
good. Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
the other, especially for older dogs, is training them. So tricks. I love America's Got Talent and watching the all the dog show, the people working with their dogs, and the heart that's there is amazing. Okay, so now on to light. So basically, he's doing okay otherwise.
Yeah.
So think about a lipoma as one of the ways that the body can take that energetic imbalance and fairly safely create a symptom that at least initially isn't going to cause a major problem.
I'm
The
just
only
gonna
problem.
interrupting because she said infiltrative lipoma, which
Oh,
is
infiltrative.
different. It
Oh, I missed that.
might be a liposarcoma. Yeah.
Okay, so
So,
you go, Jeff.
yeah, my first question is, how fast is it growing?
It's been very slow. It's been about 5 years,
And it
and he had a rabies vaccine. He's hardly had any vaccines, but we were living in Spain, and to come back to the UK, he had to have a rabies vaccine. And that's when it was about 9 months or a year after that that we noticed it. So I don't know if it's
And
anything to do.
the other question is it interfering with this walking?
Well, just lately he's been limping a little bit. So yes, just it,
It's
yeah.
about this big,
Yeah,
how big?
it's bigger than what I can hold in my
Got it.
hand.
Got it. Well, I when you move it around, can you move it or not
No, it's
really?
pretty solid. It comes to the front as well, you know, so it's
Got
not all
it. Yeah,
underneath.
got
It's, but the vet said that it's infiltrated into the muscle under here. But she hasn't done any scans or anything. She wanted to do a CT scan, but I'm not sure.
Well,
Just, you know.
at this point, Dr. Jeff, I think the very best thing is you do need to be working with a homeopathic veterinarian, and there are some wonderful ones in the UK. And if you go to the holisticactions.com/select, I do have the British Institute of Veterinary Homeopathy, or whatever the exact name is, as well as CIVT. And there's some fabulous homeopathic veterinarians who will work virtually. Or maybe one is near you,
I just did a
here.
course actually with Chris Auckland. He was great, but still didn't really get to the bottom of, you know, what we can do about lipoma, really.
Was he,
I
is he
haven't
a, is
been.
he a homeopathic veterinarian?
Yeah, he is. And
I
he's
don't
very well
recognize.
known in the UK. Chris Auckland. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure I
He's.
know him, but and again, Sometimes people need to talk with pay me and talk do a consult with me just to sort of
Yeah.
find out who is a good person to work with. But I
Okay.
would first go to the article, go to the website, see if he is certified and on that website. And otherwise, you may want
Yeah,
to
he
look
will
for
be.
one. And otherwise, but you need to be a patient of his. A course is not going to teach you how to deal with something like this. This
That's
needs
okay. It
intense.
needs
This
somebody.
needs intense professional
Okay.
expert homeopathic care, plus
Okay.
everything you're doing, love, feeding a
Yeah.
fresh food diet, avoiding toxins like you're already doing.
Okay. Okay. So I'll get an appointment with you, I think. Do I have to be a member
Not for
first to
me,
do
not for me. But I would first, before you even talk to me, because I'm not going to be the treater,
Right.
I would go to the website and maybe
Okay.
contact Chris Auckland and say, can you be my vet?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Do
Thank
that
you.
first, and if you get stuck, get back and welcome as a
Thank you.
member if you
Oh,
join.
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, Carolyn, I was just about ready to type that. So go ahead, Carolyn.
Hi, thank you. So I have a little question regarding this morning's feeding.
Yep.
I fed our boy same brand of food. I checked out my husband when he bought it yesterday. Rather than pork by small batch, I offered him turkey by small batch because I want him to be happy. He's about a 13-year-old poodle mix, and what I noticed an hour later is that he has the opportunity. He's sightless. We have an area where he can poop on pads. What I noticed was about an hour after feeding him, and he ate happily. He pooped what was mostly solid, well-formed. However, there was mucus in it, and I saw that there was dripping, after he pooped. So I'm just wondering, is it possible that he could have kind of a reaction to this new food so quickly?
Well, it's possible, absolutely. However, it's mainly we look at it as a symptom of we don't know yet what it is. Let's see what happens. Is the stool going to be firmed up? The next stool, is that going to be fine? You go back to your original food, and then a couple of days later, you try the food again and see if that's what's going on. So it's, I love it that we're detectives. We're assuming our animals are healthy and they can heal themselves. And
Yeah.
then we have to be patiently work through it.
He is precious. He's a senior, he's sightless, he's had autoimmune challenges. And I wanted to share with everyone because it was so helpful for me. It's not only about what you feed, but how you feed it. So we switched from feeding in glass bowls to feeding on a dinner size plate. And I elevate it about 2 inches with a towel underneath. And it's made all the difference. In the morning, I would stress out because we would literally have to coax him to eat and feed it by spoon. And now he's going, he's eating really happily from the dinner plate. And I
Excellent.
want to go back to that,
And that
the
was something you learned at Holistic Actions, right? We had a
absolutely.
speaker on that.
Absolutely.
Right there.
I need to find that again because for me it was really helpful.
So to
Melinda.
find it, you go to resource, you go to webinars,
Oh.
past webinars, and then type in search feeding platters. And Dr. Jeff is holding up one possibility, but you have to research what the plastic is made from. That one's good.
Exactly. And
That
that's one that Dr.
that
Jeff,
that
you
was
recommend that one?
the person that made this was on the webinar last
Oh.
month. Yeah, so you just have to look back to last month
Okay.
during our food month. She talked
Because
about
we
it.
have a smaller dog and she's just a voracious eater, but she eats too fast. So I need to get something like that.
That will do it. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you both. And
You
Dr. Jeff,
are.
I see you later with Teo. We have an appointment. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carolyn. And we are answering questions that are in the chat, and we'll call on you from the chat if we haven't, but it's okay if you raise your hand too. So, Bava, it's you're next.
Hi. Thank you very much for doing this. I'm not a member yet, but I will be. So, first of all, I have cats. Okay, everybody so far had dogs, but I'm sure you can treat cats too. So I have
Yeah.
cats. I've been holistically oriented my whole life. I have serious health issues my whole life. And so I've learned early on about homeopathy at 22. I'm not here really to talk about my story, obviously, besides the fact that I am being treated now, and I have been for a company called True Science Alliance that anybody could look up and see who they are. They've been fighting what they call the chemical industry now for 50 some years, treating the wealthiest, most powerful people out
Okay,
there.
back to
Why I'm
cats.
telling you this, I have to please this, I
Okay.
have to give you this background, sorry, is because they treat me for microbial infections. Now, my little guy, who's 22, he's been through a lot. He's normally doing really good. He had a stroke at 13. They wanted me to put him down. I said, no. He's been incontinent for all that time. We empty him three, sometimes four times a day. I do that. Treating him naturally as much as possible. But when he would get an infection, I'd give him an antibiotic. So why I mentioned this company is 2 years ago, he literally was on death's door. He didn't eat for a day. He couldn't walk very well. He went to my meditation area where he never went before. He seemed like he wanted to leave. I gave him what they give me. Within 20 minutes, he was eating. He was eating, he was walking. So I didn't give him another antibiotic, and he was good for 2 years. Well, he got another urinary tract infection. I started giving him what I take. You know, with the company doesn't treat vets, pets, by the way. Although you can give everything they make to all mammals. And so anyway, so I take him to my vet, who's the most holistic in this area, because now we live in South Carolina, I can't find anyone. And she really kind of scared the crap out of me because he was on it for 5 days to get a vaccine. Not a vaccine, excuse me. They don't have vaccines. To get an antibiotic. So then 2 weeks later, I take him and treat giving him what basically truly saved his life. I mean, he was breathing heavy, all of it, 2 years ago. And it interfered. And they told me it interfered. Now, I would know that from going to homeopaths. You don't take an antibiotic when you're taking a non-chemical, non-synthetic antibiotic.
Actually, I just need to interrupt you for a moment. That's not true, but we'll address that later. Go ahead. What's
Okay.
wrong with your kitty now?
So I take him back again a week ago, and he still has a high level of bacteria where she wanted to test the bacteria to give him a specific antibiotic. Now, I don't want to do that. They're saying to me, because this is what they do, they're about to come out big for treating microbial infections, which anybody who knows, they're a big threat to human health. So they're saying, well, you need a proper diagnosis. You need to find out why, and they can't do it. Why would he have that bacteria now? It could be something else. So that's basically my question. If I work with a homeopath, which I would love to, will they be able to help me with that?
Yes, they would.
All right.
Absolutely.
And so there could be something else to find out what that is and why possibly why the bacteria is still as high as it is.
Actually, yes. And from what I said at the beginning, and again, this is for everybody, is we're not looking for why is the bacteria there? Bacteria is not causing problems. What we're looking for is what's out of balance with the energy field. Let's rebalance the energy field using all of the symptoms that have ever been present. And then when we do that, the condition improves. Now, in that process, we often can identify what is it that's going on, or the homeopath may ask for some specific tests to be done. But it always whether you're working with a really great holistic vet, homeopathic Chinese medicine, or a conventional vet, or you're at an EOR, you are in charge. And if you think it doesn't feel right to do something, you say
Yeah,
so,
I didn't like that.
which obviously you're good at.
I
So,
didn't like that. Yeah,
and
I got frayed, and you know, so I did that. But
absolutely. So, yes.
so I want to hear what you said again, though, about it could be just because I was wondering, like, can he just live with bacteria? Like, you can live with
Yeah.
certain things, and it's okay, and they terrify me
Yeah.
because otherwise, he's doing completely fine.
Yeah, you need to. It'd be nice. It would be lovely if you could create a holistic healthcare team where you only had to go to your conventional vet for testing and nothing else, or go to an emergency room to get tests, because otherwise you're going to keep getting this negative feedback. Now, sometimes you can find conventional vets, and again, this is for everyone. You can find conventional vets, and as you share your information, like Jenny's with us today, and she's completely converted her or gotten her more or less conventional vet moving towards holistic, as has Whitney and many others who are here. So you can still keep with your regular vet, but don't necessarily go by what they say. One of the benefits of being a Holistic Actions member is we have a forum that you can post in 24/7, and then you get different opinions and different feedback, and then you give what's more has happened, and then you move on from there. So it might be worth looking at becoming a member.
Yeah, so I become a member and then I would have access to all of what you're saying and then
We have
also be able
eight, we
to
have yeah, we have 8 years
become
worth of we have 8 years worth of information, a forum you can post on, and you can consult. If you can consult with Dr. Jeff or myself, not to treat your animal, but to give you guidance, like, can my cat live with bacteria in the bladder? You know, to
Or
answer that
one,
kind of
yeah.
question once a month, you get one-on-one with us, depending on your
Okay, and
membership.
why my other cat has pancreatic inflammation now at the same
Right.
time, even though it's been on small batch for most of her 15 years of her
Right.
life.
And everybody, for everybody, there's no one right food. So with people, there are people that thrive as vegans, people that thrive as keto or traditional Weston Price, and they've tried the other and it doesn't work. And how would you feel if you said, I know that Amy's foods are really good and Amy's frozen pot pies are very healthy and well balanced, and I'm going to eat them twice a day for the rest of my life and stick with that one brand? Okay, so variety. So read
Yeah,
the
I did
take the
that.
101 course, everybody, and you'll see in the nutrition section we had encourage variety. And actually, this answers Cindy's question, which I've just gotten to. And I would, she's looking for a recommendation for a great premix for the gently cooked food. And Dr. Jeff, do you have a good premix off the top of your head? You're muted, Jeff. But the other thing, Cindy, is offer different varieties of food, make your own, and you can get guidance for doing that at on the forum as a member and at the 101 course if you're not a member yet. And one of our faculty members, Dr. Jean Hovey, does a whole lot with cat nutrition. And her website is littlebigcat.com.
Okay,
Dr.
that's
Jeff,
great. I'm happy
premix.
that I'd be able to have a doc access to a doctor to online. That would be fabulous to
Good.
be able to do
Okay.
that.
Thank
So
you.
thank you.
Thank you, Baba.
And you
Premix.
may want to move on. Look, for what purpose? For just
Just
any kind of
she
raw meat
just
for a
general,
cat?
just
Yeah,
general.
Alnuchin.
Put it in the chat, please. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Vicky. And Vicky's a member, I think.
No, not yet.
Not
But
yet?
I'm
Oh, okay.
no,
You
but I'm looking into
just
it.
come to these regularly, I guess. I've
Well,
got
I've
you.
never been to one of these before, so I
Okay.
saw it on the website. I saw it on the email, and I thought, yes, it's a good time to get a sixth or seventh opinion. So, yeah, I'm looking at all the possible angles.
We don't do that, Vicky. We don't give
Bodhi
no, no,
is. Well,
seriously. We give
you know what I
a
mean.
different opinion.
Well, exactly. You know what I mean. So Bodhi is a
Yes.
5-year-old dog. He is 50% Samoyed, 50% poodle. Came to us as normal as any dog would. At 2.5 years, he had his first seizure, the grand mal, and I thought it was a one-off because maybe he had a bad hair day or whatever. Needless to say, he's had 57 so far. After his first cluster, he was given. We went to the emergency vet. He was given Keppra as medication, and I am so anti-med, but of course I don't have a choice in this matter. He is raw fed, a variety of raw fed. He's been raw fed and not vaccinated. I mean, he had his first puppy shots. That's it. So he's as clean as you can possibly be. And so he had his and he's been having breakthrough seizures. So I went to see a holistic vet. She added phenobarbital. He's still having breakthrough seizures. He's having w one, two a month, basically. And they think that's controlled.
So,
I don't
Vicky,
believe it.
I'm going to interrupt you for just a moment.
Sure.
So again, to speak to holistic vets, not all holistic vets are well trained in deep treatments that rebalance the energy field to allow these symptoms to go away. And sometimes, even those of us who are well trained and able and capable of doing that in many animals aren't successful with others. In my opinion, having done this for 45 years, I have seen the best success in terms of stopping seizures by working one-on-one as a client with a homeopathic veterinarian, which can be done virtually, or with a Chinese medicine veterinarian with a combination of Chinese herbs and acupuncture. And you can always follow up with acupuncture with acupressure in between if you have to drive a long way to get to your acupuncturist.
I am doing exactly what you just said, and nothing's working.
So you're working with an acupuncturist?
I have an acupuncturist. She's yes, I do, and he's getting Reiki, virtually, everything imaginable. I have a holistic vet. We are working one on
What
one.
about homeopathy?
Chinese herb she's given me at $150 a bottle. This powder.
What about homeopathy?
Yeah, I have that too. I've done
Who
everything
is wait, wait,
imaginable.
wait. Who is your homeopathic veterinarian?
My homeopath it is Wanda von
Oh, Wanda
Vakaroff.
Vakaroff.
Yes.
So you live
In Canada, yes.
in
Alberta.
Alberta, because she's in
Yeah.
Calgary. Okay.
Yes.
Well, she's pretty good.
She's pretty good, but she hasn't solved it. So again, I'm just
have
at wit's
you
end.
have you here's another possibility. So everybody, here's the thing. Vicky's a great example. Look at what she's been doing. Listen to the different people that have been on her holistic healthcare team. That's what you need to have, is be reaching out and creating this healthcare team. And sometimes it works great, and other times it's a challenge. And she's also using drugs, which is fine. You need to do that when you need to do that. So make sure, are you staying in close touch with Wanda Vakaroth? Are you like got repeated appointments with her?
Well, she used to be my vet 20 years ago with the other dogs, so she's been off and on. But with this particular dog, we've only had a few after
No.
she's asked me to do this and to do that and to do that, and I haven't followed up because none of what we did worked. I'm also seeing an osteopath for my both dogs
Wait, I want to go
at her
back to
clinic.
homeopathy.
Yeah.
Homeopathy to me is the most chance of success. Did Dr. Vakaroth prescribe homeopathic medicines for her?
For him, she gave me like I say, a Chinese herb
Nope,
in
that's
a
not a
bottle,
homeopathic
and
medicine.
then no, and then she told me to add GABA, and
Right.
I refuse to add anything more
And
to what he's already doing.
so she did not give you a homeopathic prescription.
I'm doing
So
a belladonna.
belladonna, but that's not what that's usually not for a chronic like this. So I would get back to her and say, "Hey, I want a homeopathic constitutional deep remedy. Can you do that for me?
Okay.
That's what I want to do. And then I want before we finish our when we finish our appointment, I want to schedule the follow-up. I want to have a follow-up every 2 weeks until we get this figured out." And then the one, so that's one, and that's again for everybody. If you're dealing with a serious issue, you need to schedule your follow-up. A lot of us holistic vets, for some reason, don't schedule follow-ups. So you need to get that follow, and then we get busy, and then we put you off for a week or two, and then things start to deteriorate. You need to schedule your follow-up appointment. That's may or make sure that it's scheduled. The other thing, Vicki, maybe you haven't tried this, is animal intuitives and animal healers. And I would go through maybe try five of them. I wouldn't give up on the first one because each one has a different perspective to it. And then the other would be to consider becoming a member of Holistic Actions and review all of our talks. This month is actually about the brain and behavior. Now, this month is more perspective and how to deal with things as opposed to what we've done in the past 8 years of deep information. So you want to review the prior talks as well as this month. But that would be my suggestion. Anything else, Jeff?
Before we move on, the only suggestion Vicky I put in the chat is to add dimethylglycine, which lowers the seizure threshold.
I'm sorry. Is that
It's in the
in
chat.
the chat? Okay, I'll go find it. Thank you.
All right, and that you can just get online or locally.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Vicky, for all you're doing. That dog is one
Thank you,
lucky
Polly.
poodle Samoyed
Oh, he sure is.
for sure.
Jennifer, you're next.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can, yep.
I just had a question about Dutch. I've seen some advertisements. They advertise as a telehealth service, membership service for pets. And, with the, I see statistics about people. I volunteer for an animal rescue organization, and it seems that people are no longer or not taking their pets to the vet as often, or surrendering their animals due to the rising cost of veterinary health care. So I was wondering if this might be a good option to explore and to recommend to others who might be struggling to pay
So
for their pets' care.
I'm not, it's Dutch,
Yeah, just
Dutch.
yeah, and I replied in the chat to you about that, and there are a ton
Are
of
they're
them
conventional,
out
aren't
there,
they?
and that's what I was about to
Yeah,
say is that.
so that's the key point here is number one, so, and you ask a, you actually open up a great topic here for everybody to hear is no matter how healthy you think your animals are, it is really important to see a veterinarian once a year, even a conventional veterinarian. We are trained to pick up some things that you might miss. Now, having said that, you're going to pick up 90% more than what we're going to pick up, but we might pick up something that needs to be dealt with. However, I would find a Chinese medicine, chiropractic, osteopathic, homeopathic veterinarian, although there aren't as many of the homeopathic ones around, but one of the others, there are a fair number of them. And I would make sure that your annual is with one of those because a Chinese medicine veterinarian can look at the tongue and they can feel the pulses and they can feel for hot points and they can, by what you're saying about heat or cold, tell you if you need to feed a warming food or a cooling food or if something is going on. Chiropractic osteopath can feel for out of balance. I've had chronic ears clear up when they go to an osteopath or a chiropractor. Had they gone there every year, they might have caught it sooner. So that would be my ideal, even if you have to drive and spend the night. I have people that drive and spend the night so they can see a really good holistic. It's only once a year. Okay? And then you have the rest of your healthcare team, but it is important to see a veterinarian. And I would say, I assert that once you've done the research and tested two or three or four, if you need medical intuitives, people that virtually can do energy scans on your pet, I would do that twice a year.
You are way
And then, even more important than that, is I would, Rachel and Jennifer, if you could mute yourselves, please. And then, more important than that, is you learning the things we talk about at Holistic Action. So keep a journal, healthy dog journal, healthy cat journal. You can get those at my website, christinachambeau.com, but it's also a member benefit, and there are members at Holistic Actions that haven't downloaded that yet. So if you're a member, be sure you download your journal and track symptoms along with writing in pretty colors, fun, wonderful things your animal do, because the most important thing you can do for the health of your animals early on, and even like with Vicky, when you're dealing with, really severe problems, is to have you be happy. Find ways to be happy regardless of what's going on. Do happy dances. Do sending love, petting, finding what brings joy to this animal, which might be hiding under the bed sometimes. That's what you can do. And then you can learn energy healing. There's so many things you can do. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just recently started working with Dr. Sagrera, and
Good, excellent.
I found her through the website Holistic Actions, and she's been really great. So yeah,
She's
thank
wonderful.
you.
She was actually president of the AVH for a while.
Oh
But I
wow.
digress. April, you're next. I'm sorry, was there anything else, Jennifer?
No, thank you so much.
Okay, sure. April, you're next.
Yes, hi, Dr. Schoenberg. Good to see you. I did post a question and I think you semi-answered it. I found a little growth right underneath
Oh, right.
Simi's chin, and she was scratching it and it burst open, but part of it is still attached and it's bleeding, and we cleaned it up. But I'm trying to figure out what else should I be doing, or should I just leave it alone and let it heal on its own? Yeah, it
Well,
looks like a wart. It's a pea-sized wart, but it's yeah.
Is it bleeding a whole lot, or is it only bleeding when you touch it and clean it?
It's a little bit. It bleeds just a little when I press up against it when I clean it, just tiny. But you could see the scab. You could see it's kind of hanging a little bit because it opened and all the stuff drained out.
Yes, I would leave it alone basically and just monitor it and notice everything else carefully about what's going on with her beam and how she feels. And you're a member, right?
I'm not. I
Oh,
met with you. I was going to
okay.
wait until we kind of get things back into a better cadence. I just am a
Right. So
little.
you have time to, so that you have time to actually, the thing is, definitely, the sooner you join HA, the better, because you can keep posting questions like this on the forum.
Okay.
But at this point, I would just let it ride. I would see what it does. In a week, if it's like doing worse, bleeding more, then you'd need to go to trying something different, and we'd probably have to have a conversation about that.
Oh, okay. Okay. But if it's not bleeding, just leave it alone and let it. Okay.
And just watch
Okay.
it. Maybe take a photograph of it now, and then if you
Yep.
notice a change, take another photograph. That might be helpful.
That sounds good. And that's what I've been doing. Thank you.
Perfect. Yay. Very good. Okay, Sherry.
Hi. I'm not going to turn my computer on, I mean my camera on today, but I just had a kind of a quick question, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So Cooper is a Havapoo. He's 10 months old, and he's very energetic in the morning. This morning, I've noticed that I'm not sure if it's because he's very upset about not being able to chase the squirrels and the chipmunks, and he saw me feeding them, and that made him more agitated. But he has lost his appetite. He doesn't want to eat any of his favorite foods. I've tried twice now without adding things, like we were talking about Dr. Jeff. And he's just like, he's moping and looking out the window a lot. And I brought his favorite bed down from upstairs. He's not interested in that. He's
And
still following me around.
how long has this been going on?
It's just been this morning that
Nah, you know,
I
here,
know.
so here, here's the thing. Think about kids, you know, and he's 10 months. Gosh, he's like a young teenager, old toddler maybe. And they certainly have pouty fear periods. And we don't know. I think you're very smart to have thought, maybe it's because he's not out there chasing, getting to chase those critters. So are you a Holistic Actions member?
Yes, of
Then
course.
have you downloaded the Healthy Dog Journal ebook?
Yeah.
Good. Well, make sure you jot it in the journal.
All right.
And so that you have that, and it even be on the master symptom list under energy. And I mean, energy is number one, so it would already be on the master symptom list. So in the journal, note number one, energy hanging around. And don't cater to him. If he doesn't want to eat, it's fine. He can miss even a day or two of eating. A recent speaker that we had, Sue Howell, talked about fasting dogs. And I know a homeopathic vet, Jeff Levy, who at one point was feeding his dog and cat every other day, and they were thrilled with it. They were perfectly happy with it
Okay.
for years. So yeah, just be patient.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Okay. Oh, I like that idea. Playing bird song for the kitties. That's always good. Okay. So let me speak to a minute for Jennifer. So Jennifer said that her veterinarian does practice Chinese medicine. She has a yet fairly young 13-year-old Chihuahua with congestive heart failure and is on a lot of drugs. And so her holistic vet wants to add, her Chinese medicine vet wants to add hydrocodone and benazepril. And if you need to get on, because I'm saying this inaccurately, you can go ahead and unmute yourself, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you.
I'm a little suspicious. So does she do tongue and pulse diagnosis?
So she's a new vet. I was going to someone else at her practice who is it's a holistic practice. She did not do anything like that. We had a heart murmur that has progressed significantly from a grade two last year to a grade five to six this year. So we did an echocardiogram. And she did not do any of those things. The echo was sent off to a cardiologist, and the
Okay.
cardiologist is recommending these
Now,
drugs.
okay. So here's the thing. She's not yet at the point. So it doesn't sound like everything we've said today, if you think about it, is she approaching your dog from the let's fix the underlying qi imbalance that's present? She's not.
No,
Okay,
she's
so
not.
you're doing more now. You're thinking more that way now than she is. You said there was another person at the clinic that was more skilled.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say skilled. I'm not, she did not prepare me adequately for the heart murmur, or we didn't, like, we should have started on supplements a year, heart supportive supplements a year ago, and she didn't. So I started seeing this other vet. Her vet retired 4 years ago, and I've been unable to find anybody that I really like since him. And
And
I have tried so many vets.
where do you live, Jennifer?
I'm in Bradenton, Florida. We used to drive 2 hours to Orlando to see her vet all the time, but since he's
Well,
retired, I just.
you've got a couple of options. Since you're okay with driving, the one of the best Chinese medicine training schools for veterinarians is in Reddick, Florida. So that's probably about a 4 hour drive for you. It's right in the center north of Orlando. And that's the Chi Institute, CHI University, actually, they call it now. And they have a clinic. They actually see animals there. But in addition to that, in the Bradenton area, there are a couple of really good holistic veterinarians there. But it's very good that you're checking out different ones because that's what it takes. Have you read that article? Are you a Holistic Actions member?
I'm not.
Okay. So you can do the article for free. Doesn't you don't have to be a member. And you'll go to all of the websites that are there, and you may come up with some other people that are there that when you check them out. And we also give criteria in the article for how to tell if you're going to be getting a good one or not. So I would, but at this point, with a number of things going on, I think it doesn't sound like the vet you're working with is working. I would, and again, since I know a few of the vets in that area, you could schedule a consult with me and we can help you find one. But the best would really be to go to Chi University.
Okay.
And or the second best would be to I would be working with a virtual homeopath, and Judy Stoltz, STOL, I think it's TZ. There may not be a T there, and I think it's drjudystoltz.com, but I could be off a bit. She's actually in Florida, but she works virtually. And she was in our first batch of people trained back in the 90s, of veterinarians trained in the 90s. And so I would work with her, and I would look on the select article for a chiropractor or an osteopath to be working with for the back discomfort and the lower legs. And also, there's, and again, these are the things if you join Holistic Actions and you post in the forum. I have about 10 minutes worth of suggestions I could give you for what's happening with the leg that we would post with you in the forum, or you could listen to on the 8 years worth of webinars. So there's a Laurie McCauley. It's Optimum Pet Vitality, I think. She's a veterinarian who's trained in rehab, and she has a number of videos on YouTube for helping animals that are having trouble with back discomfort, et cetera, and having them be more mobile and slowly build up their muscles. So that's another option. So definitely, so those would be the sort of possible steps for you. Qi Institute, Dr. Stoltz, Qi Institute Chinese Medicine, Dr. Stoltz, homeopathy, local chiropractor, osteopath. Call me if you get stuck in finding people and join
Okay.
Holistic Actions.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, and the other thing, Sherry, is there's a Chihuahua rescue in Arizona or New Mexico that some famous person runs, and they have found that the best thing with Chihuahuas is have them do tons and tons of exercise. So I know that's an issue now, but the more you can do, just slowly move, slowly do that. And the other that they do with their Chihuahuas is called slow petting. They start petting as slowly as the dog will tolerate it, just very slowly petting. And they find that that's very helpful. They rescue Chihuahuas. So, okay, hopefully that's a little bit to help you. And flower essences, everybody, vibrational or flower essences are something that never hurt and they can often help. Just simple rescue remedy, but there's a whole lot of others that are out there. So that's a whole area. We have speakers on that as well. Okay, no, you don't need blood tests once a year, even for a healthy young dog. And it'd be good to post that on the forum. That it might be useful. Okay, last call for anybody to unmute yourself and holler out because we may not have gotten it answered. I've been doing a lot here. Valerie, Camilla, if everybody quick. Oh, by the way, save the chat. The way to save the chat is you go up to where the three dots are, you click on the three dots, and it says save chat. Or if you're on an iPhone, et cetera, it's there. You just have to figure out where it is. Sorry, but you can save the chat. And Valerie Camilla does animal communication and energy healing. And why don't you post your website, please, in the chat
Yeah,
so people will have it.
she has
Did
her
she?
email is in there. And
Okay, that's good.
we're running at 1:30 now, but do you want to answer Becky and Melissa? Looks like
Yep, I
that's
do.
on. Okay,
Yep,
well,
absolutely. I'm going to
oh,
save the
we're gonna
chat
run
first.
over, guys. Sorry.
I don't think they'll complain. Becky, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Becky. Thank you so
Hi,
much.
Becky.
I was a member. I have read a lot on the forum and stuff, but I'm not a member at the moment.
Great.
Working on
Okay.
getting
Okay.
back to be a member, though.
Good. Good.
I have an 11-year-old lab mix. The main issues right now, she experiences a lot of digestive upset, has lower energy than normal, and I took her to get a checkup. The conventional vet let me know that her lungs sounded harsh and her spleen was enlarged, and then recommended a bunch of things. And I'm just kind of wondering, I know she's getting older, and I didn't know if, like older dogs, I thought I read somewhere that they need more protein, perhaps.
Not necessarily more protein, but many people feel that as they get older, they need less protein. But and that's definitely not true.
Okay.
But adding more, did they do an X-ray?
They didn't, they suggested it. For financial reasons, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
So that's kind of my limitation at the moment, is a lot of the financial things.
Sure.
But they did recommend the chest x-rays to check on the lungs
Right.
and that.
Well, in terms, are you still having the GI issues?
It's calmed down since I've gotten her. I've been kind of like trying to figure it out with her diet, but I think I did it changed it a little too much. it was calmed down, and then she ate something off the street, and then it came back again.
Yeah.
She's just
You
very
might want to
sensitive right now.
check out the supplements that Julianne Lee has at Adored Beast. I'm sure you saw that when you were a member. And so she has a number of like probiotics and some other supplements that are very nice. And in terms of decreased energy, make sure, again, like we talked about, that you're focusing on her and catering to figuring out what would give her more energy. Sometimes we get stuck in worry, and that makes them even worse, and it's like a vicious cycle. So maybe do a happy dance with her or something like
Okay.
that.
I wrote that down. Yeah, I do too. And I have a roommate here as well too, that so I don't really know what happens during the day as well.
Oh, good.
I'm
We'll
gone.
find out.
Yeah. Okay.
And it does sound like you may need to figure out how you can pull together the money to be working with a homeopath
Yeah.
or virtually. It sounds like that may be your next step.
Yeah,
And the
that's
difference between the X-rays and working with a good homeopath may be what,
what she means. Yeah.
it may
Okay.
even out. That way, you may
Oh,
not need the
gotcha.
X-ray, but you could pay for a homeopath, so
Yeah, I hear
that
you.
may work.
Okay.
And Sherry, you said, what about sauerkraut? Sauerkraut and any other probiotics are great, and you can even make your own sauerkraut at home.
Okay.
So that's really good.
Wonderful.
April, calcium supplements. I didn't say calcium phosphorus, but there are multiple different supplements for dogs that are out there. You just need to feed either bones, or that's a longer conversation. But you do need to make sure they have enough calcium in their diet from
Yeah.
bones, bone meal, eggshell, etc.
Oatmeal, eggshell. And the other supplements you said they're Julianne.
Adored Beast.
Adored beast. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Melissa?
Hi, thank you so much. I have two cats about 10 years old, and they each kind of have their own little issues that I was hoping to get some support with today. So
Are you a member, Melissa?
I am not yet. No, this is actually my first time being on these calls. I got an invite from a friend, so I was like, oh, this is
Good, excellent. Well, we don't have time probably to do a whole lot with two cats, but so definitely consider becoming a member.
Yeah.
But go ahead and very briefly ask a question about each one of them.
Okay, sure. So one of them recently has been having some dental symptoms, and this happened a year ago. And basically, she's getting a little bit drooly, and then will kind of like bite at the air. So we got this spray to like help with, the plaque buildup and stuff on her teeth. But I wasn't curious. I was just, wondering if there's anything else that may be able to help prevent,
There are multiple ways to deal with teeth issue with preventing problems. The first is to feed a raw meat diet that has big enough chunks that they have to sink their teeth into it the way nature intended them to, so it cleans their teeth. And then the other that one of our speakers talked about is really with dogs and cats, all you need to do is your finger. You don't need a cloth on it or anything. Just
Okay.
rub like that. Now, her gums may be so sore you can't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. At this point, she may need a dental. That's something I certainly can't tell you. And then, in addition, there are different supplements and different sprays and different toothpastes and things like that. But it's a clue. Anytime you have tartar or other dental problems, it's a clue that the energy field is out of balance. And the problem with cats is they develop something called stomatitis and they end up having all of their teeth taken out. So, to prevent that, I would start now working with a homeopathic veterinarian or a Chinese medicine veterinarian. Number two cat.
Oh, yeah. And would you have a recommendation for someone that does that
You
virtually?
have to go to. We talked about that and it's in the chat. Save the chat. You
Okay.
go to holisticactions.com/select and it's a whole article and it's going to take you 2 weeks to even go to all the websites, but you've got to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the other one has had an issue for years, peeing on the walls.
Animal communicator. So definitely contact an animal communicator. And somebody else asked about that, and I'm drawing a blank on Penelope Smith's recommendation list. If you save the chat, though, one of the people who was in the chat gave her email for you. So I don't have it at the I can't go find it right now, but it's in the chat. So save the chat. And Penelope Smith was one of the first animal communicators. She spoke at the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association conference, even. And so there, and if you were a member of Holistic Actions in the forum, we've got many members make suggestions. You have to sometimes try different ones to find the right one. And or people who consult with me, I help them find a communicator that works for them as well.
Okay.
So that's your best bet. And sometimes it can't be stopped, but usually, sometimes it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But after this length of time, it may be too much of a habit.
Yeah, that's kind
And
of what you're wondering. I mean, the fact that it sinks into the walls and everything, like the wood, it probably is just bringing it right back to it.
possibly, we'll see.
right.
And Carolyn said that she's worked with Penelope for years, or oh no, she's worked with Elizabeth. So there are a couple of, there are, be sure you save the chat because there are a lot of suggestions in the chat.
Okay, is there,
So.
I'm not seeing, I'm on my phone. How do you save that?
I will make sure it gets sent to everybody.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Super. Thank you, Jeff. I always
All
forget
right.
when we are or when we're not. And we're way past our time, guys. So thank you
Well,
for coming.
we'll
The
see you.
end of May is going to be the next one. Invite your friends, like Melissa just was invited, and become a member. And definitely worth it. All right.
And we'll see some of you
Thank
guys
you.
on Monday for the first brain and behavior webinar with neurologist Dr. Sue Wagner.
Is
She's
going to be
you'll
joining
love
us.
you'll love you'll love Sue. Yeah, she's gonna join us.
She's amazing. She's actually related to Tesla, the original, not the car.
The real
The
Tesla. All right,
real
thank you
Tesla.
all.
Thank you all for loving your
Bye-bye.
animals so much. Bye now.